The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
With inflation still being a problem and the aftershocks of a COVID pandemic, we're being told that the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner will cost more than usual. But never fear.
Oh, there's good news.
There is good news. Grocery store chain Aldi, they announced that they will be helping out by selling certain Thanksgiving staples at the price they were back in 2019.
Okay, rolling back prices. That's good.
So those staples include items like stuffing, rolls, and apple pies.
Okay, I love all of those, actually. And Aldi, like, I know a lot of people shop at Aldi and love it. My mom loves Aldi. My daughter loves Aldi. I just, the quarter thing for the carts just still bothers me.
Why?
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned this. This is terrible. I shouldn't talk about it. It's on TikTok. There was a girl that she used her 3D printer to make a fake quarter. And she made it into a keychain. So she can easily put it into the machine.
Yeah.
And then pull it back out and she gets her cart.
That is kind of brilliant.
Don't do that, people.
Yeah. Okay, don't.
Anyways, back on the Thanksgiving topic. Here's something else. If you're one of those people that hates having your food touch other foods on your plate.
Yes.
I know, Wally, you're one of those people.
Yes.
Campbell's is selling for only $15 a special plate with dividers able to hold up to 5 different Thanksgiving sides without them touching.
All right. $15 seems a little excessive.
And it's a plastic plate.
Oh, come on,
but
Campbell's.
When will you find a plate that's able to hold five sides
things,
without them touching? Now, if you'd like to get your hands on one, the bad news is the plates were sold out in a matter of minutes. There's so many people like you that don't want their food touching. But the good news is they plan to get more in stock, and you can sign up for email alerts for when they're available when you go to sidesseason.com. That's sidesseason.com.
See, because the thing about Thanksgiving meals is everything is kind of juicy or runny or whatever, you know? And so you like, I don't like that. I don't like when other food touches other food.
It's going to end up in the same place anyway.
I understand that. I fully understand the lunacy of it, but I don't like the flavors mixing like that.
You don't want your green bean juice mixing with your mac and cheese.
Exactly. I mean, hypothetically, I would never have green beans on my plate.
True. That was foolish of me.
Don't be crazy.
Exactly. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and I have an alter ego, Missed M-I-S-S-E-D Beats, because I like to dabble in the rap arts, and I, from time to time, used to struggle with timing, a lot of times, and Betty would get in my head, and I would just lock up, and I would freeze, and I would mess up multiple times when I tried to do things on the show. And I think I've worked through a lot of that. My counselor has, like, helped me.
Oh, well, I know you're lying there.
Yeah. And so I noticed that DC Talk had a new song out, okay? And not DC Talk, I'm sorry. I've misspoken. That Toby has a new song on his album with Michael Tate and Kevin Max, formerly of DC Talk. So it definitely feels like a DC Talk song called Space.
What do we do with this space?
As I listen to the song, and it's really good, but as I listen to it, the whole thing, I'm like, there's no rap from Toby. Back in the DC Talk days, he would have filled this space with a rap, you know?
And so you saw that as an opportunity.
Yes, I did. I'm like, I want to be the fourth member of the reunion of DC Talk. And so I put pen to paper and wrote what I thought was an appropriate rap for this to then share and hopefully like, get his opinion on it. And apparently it is Toby approved, right, Rock?
It is. So I logged on our Instagram account and I saw where Toby Mac liked the video.
Yes, in your face, everyone that denied me, everyone that said I could not be a rapper.
It has to be a pity like.
No, it is not.
For sure.
Not when you hear
if
this.
If you haven't seen it, you can text RAP, R-A-P, to 91979 and you can see the rap that is Toby Mac approved.
Yeah.
That's RAP to 91979.
And so right now, if you haven't heard it, here's a little bit of it right here.
What do we do with this space between us? What do we do with this
space between us? We don't have to be like Mars and Venus. Like a mom and feed us. It's how we ought to be in perfect harmony. Bezos and Branson sharing out of space. Trump and Biden learning about grace. Being known for how we love, not who we love to hate. Disagree agreeably could actually eliminate the space.
Space, peace, space, peace.
I mean, thematically it even works, you know?
It still makes me squirm.
Yeah.
Even after hearing it
way.
Again.
In a good way.
Well, no, I don't think there's a good way to.
Oh, sure. There's good squirms. Yeah, and so there you go. Again, if you want to see it, rap. To 91979, we'll send you a link, and we're gonna have Toby in, and I want to hear his honest opinion verbally on the show, so that ought to be fun or painful, one of the two. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and Betty Rock likes to improve people's lives. It's what she lives for. She's a servant, and so
servant to the people.
Yeah. So we do the scoop where things that she's come up with that are like, oh, that could help make your life a little bit better. So what do you got the scoop on today?
All right. So if you're one of those that uses online dating to find your future someone, there is a new dating term, and it's called reverse catfishing. You may have heard of catfishing. That's where someone posts a photo of themselves and it ends up when you meet them in person, either they're 50 pounds heavier.
Right.
Or they don't look anything at all.
It's not even them.
Or it's not even them. Yeah, that's true. So what is reverse catfishing? Well, it's putting up a picture of yourself where you don't really look all your best, actually. So what you're doing, ultimately, is setting the bar really low.
That's a great idea.
So that when they meet you in person, they're kind of surprised, pleasantly surprised, if you will. And maybe that can put you on a higher
note. It gives
you
a leg up there. Yeah.
It does. It gives you a leg up.
I think that's like not a bad strategy for life. You know, like set the bar lower and lower people's expectations. And then when you exceed them, they're like, this is amazing.
Of course, the difficult part is going to be at the very beginning. Because if you're putting up an unflattering photo of yourself, will you even get any offers for dates?
But
I'm not sure.
You might get a better quality person too, and someone that's not just looking for superficial things.
That's true.
You know, and so then it's a win-win. Like, because if it's everybody just putting their best foot forward, then, you know, if people are looking at just the surface, here's someone that goes, it's just okay, she likes cats. Okay, I like cats too. And then you meet, and then it's like, oh, wow, you... And that's a hard thing, though, for like, say it was a girl that did this and then the guy meets her. It's a really hard thing for the guy to go, wow, you look.
That's true.
Oh, boy, this is a wonderful surprise because on your photo.
Ooh, you got to be careful with what you say. That's for sure.
Could create an awkward scenario for that gentleman.
But if you have found yourself having a hard time, you know, with the online dating thing, maybe you want to try reverse catfishing.
I don't think it's a bad idea because I know that like you had dabbled in the online dating world and hated it.
I hated it.
Yeah.
It was not for me.
And I get that. And it's not for everybody. And some people find themselves newly single and you're like, well, what do I do? I don't know how to get back in there.
Yeah.
And so I think it's like it's like a product. You've got to try different ways of marketing it. You know,
marketing yourself.
Yes, exactly.
See, that's the part I hated.
Yeah, I know.
But maybe it's for you.
I know, but that's a good idea. Try if the other stuff hasn't worked, give it a shot. I think it's not a bad idea.
Fresh emails.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and a lot of times people can't get through when we're talking about something on the show, so they'll email me about it. Like this one from Jessica. says, Wally, I have the perfect club. We were talking about clubs you'd like to see as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start, like, kids get all the fun clubs. She says, the antisocial social club. I'm like, oh, I like this. Here's how it works. You get together with a bunch of people who are really antisocial and just don't really like people. You plan meetings for Friday and Saturday nights. Those are the nights when people with friends go out. When somebody asks you to do something, you can say no, and I have a meeting that night. So then you don't have to do it if you're like a total introvert. And the thing is, you then take turns canceling the meeting, so no one ever really has to go. That is
ingenious. That's actually very brilliant, because I know, yeah, I've been in situations where it's like, I don't really want to go, but I don't want to lie.
And yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the perfect excuse.
Yeah, I love that. And then this one was about something the other day on the show when I read a verse out of Revelation. This is from Derek. Says, hey, that was totally spot on, man. When they do the Bible audiobooks, you have to do Revelation. Because I do a voice. It's the only, it's not even an impersonation, it's just something I created. And it's a Meatloafian voice, we call it. It's very dramatic. And so, yeah, I would love to get the call to do the reading of Revelations. It would sound something like this if I did it Meatloafian. And then the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. With 10 crowns on its horn. And on each, a blasphemous name. Mm. The beast I saw resembled a leopard. Or a leopard. But it had feet of a bear. And a mouth of a lion. The dragon gave the beast its power on its throne and its great authority.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like this would give people nightmares.
It's in the Bible. Like, I mean, that literally is Revelations 13, 1 and 2. So,
yeah, but with the music behind it,
yeah,
it just adds a little bit of eerie.
You think?
Creepy.
You got to have the production value, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, that way, I mean, it captures it, because you can't do it like this. You know, you can't be like, the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 heads and 7 horns with 10 crowns on each of those little horns.
Woo-hoo.
And each one had a blasphemous name.
Aww,
it's like Barney.
Yeah, and a nice dragon.
I'm going to go meet Lofian if I'm going to read Revelation every time. Hey, if you ever want to email me, it's just wally@wayfm.com.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So Will Ferrell must love Christmas, because first he had that classic Christmas show, Elf.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
We watch it every year as we decorate our Christmas tree.
It's so good.
It's become like a family tradition, and like we make clam dip and cookies with a Hershey's Kiss on the top.
Ew.
Yeah, I know what? It sounds weird, but my daughter and I have the clam dip. My wife makes the cookies, but we have it all at the same time. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
I know, but it's our thing, you know. And so Ryan Reynolds has a new movie. It's basically a retelling of the classic Christmas Carol with him and Will Ferrell. And they had done a promotion for it like a year ago. I remember we played this. They kind of did this TikTok viral thing that was going around where people were singing this one song.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue,
there's Will.
I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could
and
be
so
purple, I could be anything.
They just kind of
like.
Did this to help hype brown, the movie that they were blue, filming at the time, and there was very little about it at the time, and
I can't concentrate.
Sorry. And so, I'd forgotten all about it, and they just released the trailer for it today, which is kind of interesting.
On a bitter, cold Christmas Eve, one dark soul is selected for redemption by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and yet to come. A tradition that continues to this very night.
Like a Christmas carol?
Yes, yes. If you would just let me get this out, sit.
So out of all the people on the planet, murderers, people who do gender reveal parties, I'm the guy you're going to haunt.
You know what? Forget it.
I believe he can be a positive force for mankind.
That's just fun to watch.
Yeah, it looks kind of cute. Like, I think it could be funny. And I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan.
And I'm a big Will Ferrell fan. Like, them two together are hilarious. So
yeah,
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, so there you go. It comes out November 11th. In theaters, actually. It's a theatrical release. But then on the 18th, it's going to be on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, might as well just wait.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy that's how they're releasing things now that close. I mean, I could see if it was like a month or two later, but man, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You can wait that one out.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. And so look for that on either way. And if you don't have. That's the beauty of streaming. You could like get it for $4.99, stream it, watch that, and a couple other things, and then like, I'm out.
Right.
You know, and you can bail on it, which is so great.
It's a Christmas miracle.
There you go. It is it's called Spirited with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
There's so much extra stuff we have to worry about as ladies.
It's exhausting being a girl.
I feel like a woman.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. I have a lot of women in my life. My daughter, my wife, Betty Rock, Gavin. Like,
oh,
I have,
man.
Gavin, he saw it coming.
Saw it coming.
Yeah. And so, but I do. Seriously, I have a lot of women in my life. And so I hear all of their stories and all of their emotions and their feelings and stuff. And I'm always amazed at the things they feel because I would never think like that or feel like that. I'm just wired differently. But I think in some ways it can be crippling for women, some of the things that they experience, feel, and it even comes down to like what they feel judged for kind of thing.
Because we're put to a higher standard. So
you say that,
but
are
it's
you?
True. Yes,
really?
It is true. I found this article that gave like 10 different things that women feel like they're being overly judged for that men aren't.
Okay, now who do you think holds you to the higher standard then? Do you think it's each other? Oh, look at the list. It might be more women-related things.
No, it could be. No. Could be.
Okay.
But I think some of these are not.
Okay, well, let's go through some.
Okay, so first off is getting older. Okay, so men are able to age gradually.
Gracefully.
Gracefully, yes. But women are not. You're told over and over, there's these commercials that are like, it takes away the wrinkles.
Rejuvenate your skin.
Yeah, where men aren't told that at all.
Yeah,
they're
go gray.
Like, yeah, it looks great. Another one is not being married yet. At a very young age, I would say probably by 22, 23.
Yeah.
Maybe 25. That's pushing it, though. Girls start getting asked, why aren't you, are you dating anyone? What's going on? Why
I can
you
see that.
Whereas men,
he's a bachelor.
Yeah.
Right.
He's
like,
George Clooney.
Yeah. He doesn't even get asked that question at all until maybe his 40s.
And even then, it's like, what's wrong with all the women that haven't snapped you up? You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I that's valid.
And then one more thing, and I'll get off my soapbox. Being justifiably upset or angry about something. So,
define justifiably.
Okay, so see, when women are mad about something,
yes,
it's looked on as aggressive.
Okay.
Whereas if a man is mad about something, well, he's showing leadership and potential.
Sure. Correct.
But women, she's a problem.
Okay.
We need to get rid of her.
Okay. I could see all of those. I could see in the right frame of mind, like how that would be seen as judgmental. Like, I totally get that, actually.
Yeah.
So let's do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Let's add some things to the list from you. What are things that you as a woman feel like you are being judged for? And actually, in all seriousness, I think this might could help guys too, because I don't think we think as deeply about things as you guys do, we might not. It might not even be on our radar that you feel this way.
Well, because you've never been put in that position as a man,
right.
But as a woman, as a young teenager,
right.
You know, a girl, she's going to be faced with different situations that young teenage guys will never be faced with.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's add it to the list. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your thing that you feel judged for as a woman right now. What is something, Betty, that you feel judged for?
Not always being there for my children and helping them make the decisions that they need because I have to work also.
That's one of those that did make the list. And, you know, it's one that you can't win because if you're a stay-at-home mom, people will judge you and say, well, what do you do? Like, you're just staying at home? That's a lazy person's job. But then if you get a job and you have kids, then the people will judge you and say, well, you're not giving enough time to your children. It's just, there's a no-win situation here.
I think this is one that more women judge each other on than men. You know, like looking at like stay-at-home moms and things like that. Yes, there are stereotypical jokes about it, like bonbons and sitting on the couch. But I think that women tend to be more judgmental about it.
Yes, I was lucky to get to stay at home when my children was younger.
I think if you can stay home with your kids, it's a gift. It's a wonderful thing, you know. And I used to tease my wife about like not getting things done during the day or whatever.
You still do.
Well, yeah. Well, she sits around a lot. Okay, there's the judgment. I see it now. All right, Lauren, you're up. What is that thing that you feel like you get judged for as a woman?
Parenting.
Okay, like how? From other women?
Yes, and just, you know, from in general. Like, my kids go to daycare, and my husband picks them up in the afternoons. I drop them off in the morning. The daycare workers will never ask my husband for why doesn't your daughter have this or why doesn't she have that. They'll wait until the next morning when I come and go, hey, she needs this and she needs that.
Well, let me solve the mystery for you. You know why that is, right?
No, Ollie, tell me.
Okay, it's because they know he's not going to know. Like, he's not going to know this stuff. It's like in sales, you got to get to the decision maker to close the sale. They know telling him is a waste of time. And so when you get there the next day, you're like, okay, here's what your kid needs. We would have told your husband this, but we know he wouldn't even tell you.
So you're saying that the responsible person, a.k.a. the mom,
absolutely,
is the one that has to bear the brunt of the burden. So the man, the father, just gets to phone it in. He just picks them up, and hopefully he picked up the right kids. We're really not sure.
You know what? On a good day, yeah, he got them all. But it's because you're so good at it that we step out of the way. We know people's strengths. That's what guys do as far as leaders. We are empowering other people who are great to
do
things.
You're phoning it in.
So, Ariel, what would you add to this list of something as a woman that you maybe feel judged for?
The duties of the home. Taking care of the children and taking care of what's inside the home on top of going grocery shopping, keeping it clean, and making sure that everything is ready for the who, what, when, where, how, and why. On top of maintaining your job if you do have one.
I always looked at it like this. Like, my wife ran our home. Like, that was a business for her. Like, she was the CEO of our house. And to this day, she still knows our personal schedule. When they try to book me for stuff at work, hey, can you fly out and do this? I'm like, I got to check with my wife. I have no idea what my personal schedule is. I'm like a day out on personal things, and my wife is a year planned ahead. She's good at it. And so, like, maybe if you see it that way, of like, I'm good at this, I'm better at this than my husband, and this is my gifting, and I can be good at this, not as a burden or being judged for it.
Yeah, but then again, Ariel doesn't want to be the one that's good with everything.
You can aid and assist with that. If you miss your plane, oh man, or we send this rescheduling on her, so whose fault was that in the end?
I'm happy to look at it like I'm her employee at the house. Like, she's the boss, and I'm the employee, and she can delegate to me, but I do have the right to quit.
There's so much extra stuff we have to worry about as ladies.
It's exhausting being a girl.
I feel like a woman.
Uplifting, Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Julianne, thank you for being on with us. Now, you are a woman, and so I'm sure there are times in your life you have felt judged for something. Betty Rock even came across a whole list about this.
Yeah, and one of those was not smiling enough. Do you ever hear a man being judged for not smiling enough? I don't think so.
Well, because here's why you get judged for it. Because if you're not smiling, we know something's wrong. Like if Betty Rock walks in, I can tell which day is the day, like, not to poke the bear. So, Julia, what's something you feel judged for as a woman?
Oh, totally. After having children, keeping up your physique.
Yes, because there are some things that are just not going to come back. Now, men, they never have to birth a child. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have it a lot easier. But women's bodies are made differently. And so they shouldn't be judged for that.
And women look at other women and you can feel a judgment there. That it's like you've had multiple kids, but how come you're not the way you used to be when you were 25?
Yeah. I made the mistake one time of looking back years later after my wife had our child, and I thought it was a compliment because I saw the picture. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize you had gained that much weight. And look at Betty's first reaction. And here's where I was going with the compliment, because I was with her every day, so I didn't notice it, you know? And I'm like, you were just beautiful. And then there's the backtracking. And I'm trying to get to the point of, I didn't realize you had gained that much weight and how great you look now, you know? And it did not land.
Yeah, it's not landing with me either. That was a bad idea.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got? Everyone handles flying differently. I've grown up doing it. I'm very comfortable doing it. I actually look forward to it. I love flying.
Yeah.
Betty, for the first time, I know you don't worry about the actual flying. I didn't know you didn't like the landing process.
Yes, and it's, I'm sure that there's no factual thing behind it, but I just pictured the sticks that hold the tires to the airplane.
That's the technical term, by the way. The sticks.
The sticks.
That they're just going to snap right off. Snap clean off.
It happens once in a while.
Oh, in any movie. Don't do that to
it
her.
It does. I mean, but not often. But
stop!
Every once
in a while.
It never happens.
It does. I mean, watch Air Disaster. It's a great TV show.
Oh my God.
Moving on. On the positive side of flying, I do always find flight attendants to be the very sweetest people on the plane. And I think sometimes we get kind of confused in that you see them with the cart and the drinks and they're telling you to, you know, buckle up and that's all their job is, but they actually have a lot more that they like to do. And because of the social media platform TikTok, a lot of flight attendants have been hopping on and giving a lot of flying tips for people. And there's one woman who was on TikTok. She posted about things that flight attendants actually want you to communicate to them, and I thought a few of them were very interesting.
First, if you are any kind of medical professional, an EMT, an RN, a doctor, let us know because we always want to know who our ABPs are. Mm. Second, if you're afraid to fly, please tell us. We want to be able to keep an eye on you and give you that extra support that you need if you're an anxious flyer. And last, if you are not feeling well on a flight, please let us know. We want to be able to do as much as we can to help you.
Ah, that's interesting. Like, because I usually just keep pleasantries. I have mentioned that my wife is a nervous flyer before, but I was trying to get seats together. But I would never have thought to tell her, yeah, I'm an amateur first responder.
No.
Oh, don't do that. Don't. No, listen to me. Eye contact.
Eye contact.
I'm looking. Do not tell anyone. No flight
attendant. But she said that she wanted to know.
No.
Those are professionals.
Because they will depend on you.
Right.
Someone will be in a life or death situation, yeah. And you will not have the capability to save that life when someone else might could. No, hear me out.
Real quick, do you remember on that last flight I was on and that lady was having the heart issue?
But all you did was hold an oxygen
tank. I held an oxygen bottle like
anybody could have done.
Amateur first responder did it really well, and I documented it with a picture.
No. It's a no. It's a flat no.
All right, fine. I will just...
No.
I might have cards made up then and just show her the card as I go by. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and I'm one of those Christmas purists. I typically don't like Christmas stuff out until after Thanksgiving because I think Thanksgiving gets hosed.
It does,
you know, and it's a great holiday. I love Thanksgiving. There's no presents, and you still get all the family time. It's great. But we're traveling a lot this year to see my daughter during these holidays. And so my wife wants to get Christmas out early. Like, she's talking before Thanksgiving. She's talking like now when she gets back.
And I get that to some degree because you don't get much time with all your Christmas ornaments. Maybe you want to just spend more time with them. And especially, too, if you have to get them down from the attic and set them up. You want them to be up for a little while. Make it worth your effort.
I'm a little grinchy on these things. I hate putting up the tree. Like, because I end up having to fluff it. I hate fluffing the tree. I hate it. but she's gone this weekend, and so I am going to surprise her when she gets back. Aww. And I'm going to have the tree up and ready for her to decorate.
Sir. Well done.
Despite how much you don't want to do Christmas.
And also, she'll be thankful, too, because she won't have to hear you complain about it the whole time.
Right. And I'm going to complain a storm while she's gone. I will probably cuss that tree.
Just fluff it.
Yes. And so I'm going to do that for her. And so, but then I'm like, well, normally when we decorate the tree, we have clam dip because my daughter and I love clam dip and my wife doesn't. So that's our thing.
Ew.
That's what we do. That's our thing to kick off Christmas. And so I'm going to watch the movie Elf and I'm going to eat clam dip myself and get the tree put up. So I'm going to have my own little kickoff to Christmas party.
So, but that's when you know Christmas time is
absolutely.
Here is when you have clam dip.
Yep.
You got to fluff a tree.
Yep.
And you're watching Elf.
Absolutely.
That's unique.
Yeah. So what is your Christmas kickoff? I think everybody has their thing that this is what we do. This is how I know it's Christmas. And I know it's early. Maybe you're going early this year like a lot of people seem to be. I think we want more goodness than that Christmas joy more than just, you know, 3 weeks out of the year. So maybe that's why people are doing it. So I am curious. What is your kickoff to Christmas? Maybe it's a tradition that you do or something weird like clam dip. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take yours now. Deanna, what does your kickoff to Christmas look like?
Watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Ooh, that's a classic, and it's a great one, too. Jimmy Stewart, where he's like, Murray, I want to live.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you.
I watched it years ago. Like, we'd been married for a couple years, and we'd always heard the hype about it. My wife and I watched it, and we're like, this is sad. Like, it's depressing for a lot.
It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful life.
But it teaches you a good life lesson that you shouldn't take anything for granted, and that as long as you have the ones you love with you, it is a wonderful life.
All right, Heidi, you're up. What is your kickoff to Christmas look like?
Black Friday.
Black Friday is when you start celebrating Christmas?
Yes, because I don't do Black Friday shopping. Almost got trampled once.
Oh.
I make it a bright Friday.
A bright Friday? What do you do?
Well, I...
Not get trampled?
I put on some Christmas music, usually by Pentatonix. I love that group. Then I get myself some hot chocolate, and then I go to town on my decorations.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And a lot better than getting trampled on at the local Walmart, for sure.
And I wasn't even Black Friday shopping that day. I was grocery shopping.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gee, wow. You go to the toughest Walmart ever. So, Kathy, what is your kickoff to Christmas look like?
Mine is wrapping. I already started wrapping. We put our Christmas tree on the stairs, and my wrapping room is upstairs. So once the tree is up and we get the gifts under there, then you can't really go upstairs.
Oh, that's pretty great. You know, it's a bad Christmas and times are tough when you can still get upstairs. You know, there's not enough presents under there to stop you. My wife, like, she loves presents wrapped under the tree. And, like, she's really good about wrapping my stuff and getting it out there. And so I try to do the same for her. When I have presents, I wrap them, like, a month early and have them out for her so that she can enjoy shaking them.
Do you ever think that when you're here and she's at home that she secretly opens one of them
without absolutely.
You knowing? Really?
Absolutely. No, she has this art of ruining Christmas. Like, she loves to guess what it is. And then when she guesses it, like, I make a stupid face. I can't, like, deny it or whatever. And I'll get so frustrated. I'm like, why do you do this? Why? Just don't guess. It ruins Christmas for me. I like to surprise you. She's like, but I like to guess. It's part of the fun. I'm like, Well, Kathy, thank you for being on with us today. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. And y'all have a great day.
And now for some good news. Yeah!
Uplifting Way FM. This year's The Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy up, because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. So we like to focus on some of the good stuff going on. Like this one here. There's a miracle baby that went home 112 days after being born in the hospital. And this child was born at 1 pound, 10 ounces.
Oh, my.
The things they can do with babies now is just unbelievable. We have triplets in our family, and they were born at 25 weeks and all like this. And wow. They spent months in the hospital, but they're doing well. And so is this baby. I guess the baby had to be resuscitated for 17 minutes when it was born, stopped breathing. Wow. So people are kind of like, I don't know how this is going to go. But the baby's home and doing well now.
Good.
So hopefully that it gives people hope, too, if you're in that place. Having kids can be scary, but, man, what they can do is amazing. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a dog in England. He likes to walk around a golf course and find lost balls. And then his owner goes and donates them to a secondhand stores. And in the past 5 years, get this, this dog has found over 6,000 golf balls.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I will tell you this, I'm a little saddened by this story, and it's not nearly as good.
I know what you mean.
I heard Gavin going over his story earlier when we were waiting to do this, and he was doing it in an English accent.
I should have.
Yeah.
There's a dog in England likes to walk around the golf course and find lost balls.
And dude, that's not really bad. Good.
And his owner donates them to a secondhand store.
Oh my
that's
goodness.
That's really good.
Like, I'm horrible at accents. We just found a gift that you have.
Good.
Well
done.
That was awesome. All right, Betty Lou, good news, giddy up, go.
Well, I'm going to do mine in a country accent.
Yes. How about that?
Not an option.
Rude. There was a high school volleyball star in Colorado. Her name is Zoe, and unfortunately, she was involved in a serious car accident that paralyzed her. But while she's in a wheelchair, she has done a lot of recovery, and just recently, she showed up at a high school volleyball game, and she managed to stand up at this volleyball game and serve the ball over the net with the help of one of her parents holding her by the waist.
That's awesome.
But the whole student body, they all just went crazy nuts for her.
Nice.
So I think that's really cool. On top of that, last month, she just won Homecoming Queen.
Nice. I mean, I love it when kids do the right things and they celebrate, someone who's down and they lift them up. Like, that's a really cool moment. I'm sure that was great for her as well as everybody else. And that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM.
If it ain't broke,
it's What Your People magazine would sound like with a southern accent.
Don't fix it.
It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
An article was written recently about surprising facts you may not know if you watch NBC's The Voice.
Oh, I do like The Voice, but I always contend that once they stop turning the chairs around, I'm done. Like, I like that hidden part of it, but then when they get the mentors and then Bobby Bones shows up for some reason, I'm out at that point.
I've never really watched it. Like, the only things I see are whatever is clipped on, YouTube or something.
It's good. I think it's better than American Idol from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe these will be surprising for you then, Wally. So, you brought up the whole chairs. Mm-hmm. The coaches' chairs, they don't actually make that swooshing sound when they turn.
Oh. That's a bummer.
That's added lame. In post-production.
No, you're there watching the show live, it's like chair turn, great.
Or you hear a... exactly.
Oh, because, if my chair did this every time, I turned around and it'd be great.
Yeah,
You'd be
awesome.
Turning around all day.
I would. I'd be spinning in circles just like...
Stop.
Got it. Contestants, they sign a contract agreeing to the possibility of their performances being edited in a way that could be embarrassing and expose them to public ridicule.
What? Oh, that's funny. They actually lay that out.
Before you even compete, you have to say that is okay with you.
I will say this, that all reality shows are not reality shows. The minute you introduce a camera to a situation, it's no longer real.
They have to make drama.
Right. And so they are going to edit things, and you can, trust me, I edit all the time, and you can make people say and do things you want them to do and say,
right.
And it's glorious.
Right. And then finally, this one was the most crazy to me. Once a contestant is eliminated, on the show, you're told you need to leave immediately. Mm. But did you know that the crews, they keep a mental health counselor on hand to check with the ex-contestant before letting them go?
Really?
They have to check in with this counselor before they can leave.
You know, like with what we've done to kids today, probably really makes sense, you know?
Here's the thing.
William Hung from American Idol didn't get that. They just made fun of that poor guy for years. For
sure. But I think I get what you're saying. Like, are we making this generation weak?
Yes.
Perhaps we are.
We have. Done.
But also, it is good to keep a good mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And if that takes having a counselor on hand, especially if you were in the running to be in the top three and then you were the fourth one to go, like that would be a hard one to swallow.
Sure it would be. And then the mental health counselor just goes, hey, life ain't fair. You know, there you go.
You wouldn't make for a great counselor.
No, I would be the best counselor because I'd be like, hey, guess what? Life is going to be hard and it's not going to work out your way all the time.
But you would say
have a good day.
But you would say that as your counselor chair is turning around.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That would be great if all the counselor cheers to that. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And I'm always kind of amazed by people and the things that they do just to feel, you know, because we live in a world where it's kind of sad and it's broken. And you quickly become disenchanted with something and it's on to the next thing to just feel something again.
Well, and two, I think comparison can get us in a lot of trouble. Thanks to social media, you can compare the life you know and what you know it is behind the scenes to what people post on their social media, and it might make your life seem lackluster.
Well, speaking of the life that you know, there's a company that's doing something really weird. They will bury you alive.
No, thank you.
I know. Don't say no yet.
Who chooses that, though?
Well, somebody who wants to see, I guess, how people would react to them. They do like a full funeral and everything, and I guess you get to watch it. And they bury you alive, and then they dig you back up, and you come out of the coffin, and you're like, yay, I'm alive. And the idea is that to know what it feels like to be dead, and then you come out with a renewed kind of fire for life. Like, that's pretty extreme. Like, if you're at that point where you need that, then, man, there's some other things broken in your life for sure.
How much? I mean, I'm guessing this costs something.
Oh, yeah. It's reasonable. That's the part. This is the crazy thing. You would think to bury me alive, have a fake funeral, and then dig me back up, it's going to be expensive. That's where you would be wrong. It is $57,000. And so,
What is inexpensive?
Well, that is worth every penny. Well, okay, here's the deal. The burial part is actually $8. The digging you back up is $56,992.
Like, I swear it's coming in. I put it on a loan, but the money is coming in. No, please.
Yeah, if your credit card gets declined when you're down there, like, oh, man.
Here's the thing. That $57,000, that could be used towards maybe seeing a therapist or a counselor, perhaps, you know?
There are things, though, that I've experienced in my life that have made me feel alive. Absolutely. You know, before, like, I went skydiving, and I felt bulletproof for a couple weeks after that. I'm like, I cheated death. I'm amazing. You know? So I get that feeling, you know? Mm-hmm. I've driven race cars, and it's like, wow! You know, I spun out on the track, went off the thing, headed to a guardrail, came back on the track, and was like, that's amazing! You know?
But did it give you a more renewed thankfulness for life and that you're able to stand and breathe and
enjoy the non-skydiving moments of your life?
No, they go away. Like, that's the thing about it. It does go away. So I am curious, okay? What was that last thing that you did that kind of, you know, made you feel alive? And now it could be something more serious, too. Like, it could be a thing you did, or it could be something even in your faith. Like, you stepped out in faith, and you're like, man, this feels right. This feels good. You shared your faith with somebody you never had before, or whatever. So, I mean, it can go either direction. I don't care which, you know, but I just want your story right now. Maybe you got the best deal of your life on something. You didn't think you were going to get a deal, and you're like, I feel alive. I won that negotiation. I don't know what it looks like for you, but what is that thing that made you feel alive? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, and you didn't have to be buried, you know, which is great, and you saved $57,000. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. Is there anything in your life that kind of made you feel alive when you did it?
Absolutely. So when I had my third little boy, I did natural childbirth, and that seriously, I felt like I conquered the world after that.
You know what? I've never experienced the joy of childbirth, and I fully say that you did conquer the world. Like, that is, my hat's off to you. I can't even imagine making that decision.
Yeah, would you ever do it again?
Absolutely. That
really?
Way, that, yeah, I had a C-section with my first, and then I had sort of natural, but I had not really, because I had an epidural with my second. And of all the options, always natural.
See, it's crazy, because I've hit my thumb with a hammer before, and I remember that pain and how horrible it was. And I've never thought, you know what? I might hit my thumb with a hammer again. That was fun. You know, so good on you, girl. That is definitely, you are alive. Hey, I appreciate you being on with us today, Christina.
You bet. Thank you.
So what's that thing that, you know, made you come to life there, Arlene?
I finally went back to school after 8 years of being out of the Army, and I became a pharmacy tech, and I am enjoying it. I love it so much. I don't know if I mentioned, I am 54 years old and started school again, and it's been amazing.
Oh, that is a little terrifying. I get that. Betty Rock went to school at 30, right?
At 30 years old, I went to Colorado Christian University and went to college for the very first time, but got 2 degrees. So, like you said, it's never too late.
I was worried that Betty was going to get these degrees and then leave me. And then, thank goodness, I mean, one's a psychology degree, which she should know how codependent she is. But she's still here.
You know, how could you leave you? You're amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Arlene gets it.
Arlene, I think you need some help.
Betty Rock, did I say you were my favorite, though?
Oh, now you're the best.
Yeah, see, there it is. Elizabeth, is there something less extreme that has actually made you feel alive?
Yes, the most alive I ever felt was that after being in an abusive marriage for 20 years, I got out. And that was in March 2021. So I have felt pretty alive ever since then.
Totally understandable. If you've spent your whole life being berated, abused, and told that you're less than, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, that's not true. Oh my gosh, there's a whole world out here, and I could see why you would feel alive.
Exactly, yes. And it's pretty amazing. While I was on Hold Maybe Midnight by Toby Mac was on, that song came out 1 week before I got out. And I heard it for the first time and just cried and cried a week and prayed, God, when are you going to help me get out? Mm. And then I got out. So the music on YFM really is impactful. Maybe midnight or midday. It's never early, no, never late. He will stand by what he claimed. I live the most life the same. It may be midnight or midday. It's never early.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.